Reish Peches Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says that the somebody who fasts every day and eating on Shabbos is a tzar for him, it's hard for him because changing his regular diet, usually he fasts every day, the whole day. So then they said they saw many chassidim and shemayis and chosher people who did this, and therefore they fasted on Shabbos as well, because eating would be a tzar for them. It would not be beneficial for them, they would not enjoy more, it would be a tzar for them. And they say that Yudah Chosid did as such, because he fasted every day, he fasted on Shabbos as well. Mishnah Berurah explains that if it would not be a tzar for this person to change on Shabbos and to eat on Shabbos, you know, you fast the other days because of Zaveris, because of Tshuva, it'll be also a fast on Shabbos. The only heter over here to fast on Shabbos is because eating on Shabbos would be a tzar for him. And the Be'er Halacha adds in, we're talking about somebody even eating a little bit would be a tzar for him. Otherwise, at least he should eat a little bit, that should not be fasting on Shabbos. Sif Dalet, somebody who, Chas V'Shalom, had a bad dream, and he's afraid there's a gzera against him, so there's a concept of Tanis Chaloyim, that he fasts, when he wakes up, he fasts the next day, as a kapara for himself. So Shulchan Aruch says that one's allowed to fast a Tanis Chaloyim on Shabbos, that his gzera din against him should be ripped up. And the same applies, the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody's friend saw a bad dream about him and told him about it, also he fasts. However, somebody, his friend, had a bad dream about him and told him about it, you know, you fast, he has not fast on Shabbos. If you had the bad dream yourself, or had the bad dream themselves, they fast even on Shabbos. If someone's friend had a bad dream about them and told them about it, and they fast, they will not fast on Shabbos, rather they push it off and wait till during the week. Now, there's also Makaris, somebody had a bad dream about someone else, the one who had a dream should fast. Mr. Brewer says, Kubi has discussed in a case where he doesn't want to tell the person who the dream is about, he doesn't want to scare him, so he'll fast as the kapara for the person who he dreamt about. This also will not be done on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, only someone had a bad dream about himself would fast. But someone had a bad dream about someone else, or someone else had a bad dream of him, he would only fast during the week. He would not fast on Shabbos. Someone's fasting Tanis Chaloyim, should also, besides fasting, spend the rest of the day be Isaac and Terah and Tefillin, Terah and Davening, have Kapara this way. And Mr. Berurah brings a Seder Yoyim, that he could say Vido, even as a Shabbos, say Vido as a Veris, same as he fasts during the week. Uberus, Manikas, pregnant women, and nursing women, we don't tell them to fast Tanis Chaloyim even during the week. Rather, they should give the Pidyon Nefesh to Tzedakah, especially if the Shvach, they should not be Machmir on themselves. Indeed, nowadays, we don't keep so much the Sinyav Tanis Chaloyim or Shvacher, and we don't keep it so much. And especially Mr. Berurah brings on the Taz, if someone thought about something during the day, and they dreamt about that at night, so they shouldn't fast on Shabbos, because it could be, it was what they thought about during the day that caused them to dream this, and it's not a Simon Menash Shemayim. Now, someone who fasts Tanis Chaloyim on Shabbos, on Sunday, they have to fast again, as a kapara for that which they're mevato on Shabbos. And if they can't fast 2 days in a row, they're too shvach for that, so then they should fast on Shabbos, and then rather than fasting on Sunday as a kapara for mevato on Shabbos, they should wait a couple of days till sometime during the week, and then fast the second tinus as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Now, what if Sunday is a day he'd anyway be fasting? Let's say the tinus chovitch, vasvatamus, some other tinus, or a tinus a person privately took on to fast certain days, like first day of shlichus, something like that. Mishnah Berurah brings about chlegas, then the fasting of that day counts as the kapara for mevato on Shabbos, and he says somebody has a hard time fasting so many days, they can make on this. Now the Rama says that if Sunday was Chanukah or Rish Chodesh or Purim or Yom Tishen Shigolius, one should not fast the second tinus as a kapara for any Shabbos on that day, rather they should wait till afterwards, till a different day. Because these are days when it's usher for a person to fast. Mishnah Berurah says, if Sunday is a day that we generally don't fast only out minig, like it's during Nisan, or beginning of Sivan, or Isser Chag, or Tiyan Kippur and Sukkot, then he could fast the second Tanis to make up for the original first Tanis. Also, if somebody fasted the Tanis Chaloyim, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Yom Tiv, Yom Tishen Shigolius, or Cholamoid, they'd have to have a second Tanis another day as a kapara for fasting on a day when you generally don't fast, just like somebody who fasts Tanis Chaloyim on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah also brings a Shiloh, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan has this status, because the Magen Avraham says that the Tanis Tzadikim brought down other places, it's Machlokes Acharonim, if we factor that in over here. Now, the Rama says somebody who slept Shabbos afternoon and they had a bad dream, they should fast when they woke up, 12 hours till the middle of the night, and then in the middle of the night they should make Avdolah, and then on Sunday they still have to fast another Tanis to make up for the fact, as a part of the fact they fasted a partial Tanis on Shabbos, even Shabbos afternoon. Mr. Berurah brings that somebody can say they only fast till the end of Shabbos, they don't have to fast 12 hours till the middle of the night, and if Matar Shabbos is Yom Tov, then it's Kedai that Shalom Shemekah with Samach on this. If someone had a Chaloyim in the middle of the night and they woke up, the Shloz Machaber, they should start as Tanis then, rather than waiting until the morning. But other Acharonim say Tanis does not start until the morning. Also to point out that somebody who slept Shabbos afternoon and had a bad dream and they started fasting then, even was already after Shalosh Shudas, so they wouldn't necessarily have eaten any more on Shabbos anyway, still they have to have another Tanis to make up for having in mind the shame Tanis on Shabbos, which generally one's not allowed to do.